the Bible. Can we prove its truth?
Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry is building a major teaching center, the Creation Museum, near Cincinnati, Ohio. Well, Ken, I've always understood that a Christian has to accept God's word by faith. Is it right, though, to say we can't prove the Bible?
Well, yes, it is right, in the sense that scientifically we can't prove anything ultimately in relation to the past. But it's important for people to understand that Christians don't have a blind faith acceptance of God's word. You see, if the Bible's history concerning creation, the fall, Noah's flood, and the Tower of Babel are true, then this history should explain what we observe in the world around us. And it does, of course. For example, the flood makes sense of the fossils all over the earth. The Tower of Babel enables us to understand why there are different people groups who've descended from one man, Adam. And the fall of Adam and Eve makes sense of why there's death and suffering in this world. Not only this, but observational science confirms such interpretations. For example, the Human Genome Project found that from the study of genetics, all humans belong to one race, just as the Bible teaches. We can't prove the Bible's true, but we can confirm its truth using observational science. Christianity is not a blind faith. It's a logical and defensible faith.
Ken Ham's newest booklet tackles the controversial topic of gay marriage. Next time you're in front of your computer, go to our popular website, answersradio.com. That's answersradio.com.